All right. Good morning. All right. Good morning. Come on in. All right. Yes, come on in. TikTok, come on in. Instagram, come on in. Facebook, come on in. Everybody on StreamYard. YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch. Yeah, I think that's it. And of course, my followers on my podcast, Anchor. Thank you all so much for coming on in. Come on in. Let's get it. Good morning. Thank you all so much for joining. I appreciate you joining me. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna dive into prayer. And then we're gonna dive into the word. Come on in. Let me get a few more people in. Let's go. All right, let's go. All right, here we go. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for this day, God, for truly it is a day that you made. We shall choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. Father, we ask right now, God, that I decrease as you increase in speaking through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. I pray right now, Father God, for insight. I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge and understanding, God, of what you will have me to deliver to your people, God. I ask right now, God, that their hearts and minds are clear to receive the message, God, and not necessarily focus on the messenger. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to do what you have called me to do and ordained for me to do. I thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, for mental clarity, God. I thank you for my wife, my children, my grandchildren. I speak life over them. I speak health over them. I speak wealth over them, God. Lord, that they will be in an abundance of every area of their lives, God. I pray for my mother, my siblings, my nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, and great, great nieces, God. I thank you right now, and I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. I ask right now, God, that you continue to move in a mighty way in our lives, individually as well as collectively. I pray right now, God, that your will ultimately will be done. And I ask right now, God, that you continue, God, to allow me to do what you have called me to do. Enlarge my territory, God. Enlarge my territory, God. I know that elevation is here, God. You've spoken, you've planted it in my heart, God, and I receive it, God, because you have put the desire there, and I receive it. I will continue, God, to do everything that you have ordained for me to do, God, until you call me home. And I thank you, God, and I'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, the honor, and the praise due unto you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name that we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, good morning. Amen. We will definitely keep you in prayer. Amen. God is able, and we know that he can do all things except fail us. Amen. All right. I don't know what's going on with this one here, but anyway, the light is there. Yeah, the light is everywhere. All right, here we go. All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining. I know that I didn't even let anybody know that I was getting on today, but I'm here. And I'm here to stay. So anyway, today I want to talk to you guys about your individual elevation is here. Your individual elevation is here. I got so much light around me. I thank you, God, but it's, you know, this kind of light here. Thank you, God. All right. Your individual elevation is here. Thank you all so much for joining TikTok. And Pastor Adams, thank you so much for joining. And on StreamYard, thank you all for joining as well. Hey, Tony. All right. So your individual elevation is here. Your individual elevation is here. And what do I mean by that? Your individual elevation. See, sometimes we feel like we're supposed to elevate with other people, but sometimes God will isolate us just so he can bless us in the midst of everything that we're going through. See, sometimes people only want you to elevate as far as they're willing to elevate. And that's not what God wants us to do in this season of our lives. See, we've all gone through some things in our lives individually. And that means that God is dealing with us individually, but he can also do things collectively. Now, let's not get it twisted. However, when it comes down to you doing what you're supposed to be doing, you stay in the lane that God has given you. There's no traffic there. But see, the problem is when you're trying to collaborate with the wrong people. But see, in due season, God will put people where they need to be in your life and put you where you need to be in their lives. So at the end of the day, I want you to understand this here. I want you to understand that God makes no mistake in his connections. But part of the problem is you're connecting to the wrong people. Part of the problem is you are there listening to the wrong people. And that's not where God wants you to be individually. But what God is trying to do is God is literally trying to get you to move out the way and allow him to do what he's supposed to be doing in your lives. But yet and still, what do? We try to get other people involved in things that they have no business being involved in. Let me just put it out there. Let me just say it like that. They have no business being involved in none of those things at all. But we still pull people in there. And that's when we have the very demise of our own lives, because we are trying to do things and put things in perspective. And that's not what God told you to do. See, when you pray for connections and disconnections, God will give them to you. But when he started disconnecting, do not, and I do repeat, do not second guess what God is trying to do in your life. Because one thing for sure that I have really understood about God is he will always be on time, but not on your necessary time. Again, he will always be on time, but not necessarily your time. See, one thing that God does is God looks beyond a situation. We only look at a situation temporary where we are at that moment. Where you are in this season is where you're supposed to be in order for you to go to the next level. And when you go to the next level, you have to have a new mindset. Let's go there. You have to have a brand new mindset. You can no longer do the same things that you used to do and expect a different result. That's not going to happen. It's just literally not going to happen. So you have to be okay. You have to be okay with not fitting in. Okay? You have to be okay with not fitting in. I haven't fit in places in years, and I'm grateful that I didn't. Because God then could do the work through me and God could do the work in me. When you try to fit in, you cannot see the original plans that God has for your life. Let me say it again. When you try to fit in, you cannot fulfill the original plans that God has for your life. You stand out for a reason. See, when you stand out, that means that God can really glow on your life, and then God can elevate you and take you to a place where other people say that you would never be. You know, a lot of people say that I wouldn't be where I am today, but I didn't listen to what they said. I listened to what God said and what God spoke. And what God spoke was the last and final word for me. So the topic today is your individual elevation is here. Your individual elevation is here. And meaning that everything is not collectively done in this season of your life. Right now, God is separating you so he can elevate you. And God sometimes can't elevate you because of the type of people that you're around. See, God knows what's in their hearts. You may not know, and that's why you have to have a spirit of discernment when you're connecting to certain people. And when you connect to certain people, there is a certain reason. And remember, I always say this here, people come in your life for a season, a reason, and then the third one is a lifetime. Don't put a person in a position of lifetime when they're supposed to be there temporary. And what we do is we just try to hold on to people, and it's like you have a blade in your hand. You're holding on to people, but they're literally cutting you, and you are really being drained by them, and you don't realize that. But that's what happens when you don't listen to God and you don't walk in the Spirit of God. So your individual elevation is here. Point number one, someone type this up for me. Point number one is separate from those with evil hidden motives. Again, separate from those with evil hidden motives. What do I mean by separate from those with evil hidden motives? In other words, people can be envy of you because you're actually walking in the authority and the call that God has given you, and they're not. Hear me clearly. People will literally be envy of you because you're walking in the call and the authority that God has given you to walk in, and they're not. Do not ever dim your light because others are afraid to shine. Don't ever dim your light because others are afraid to shine. Because that's not fair to you, and that's not fair to God either. So separate from those with evil hidden motives. Point number two, stop limiting what your God-given abilities are. Stop limiting what your God-given abilities are. Stop downplaying who you are and whose you are. Let me say it again. Stop downplaying who you are and whose you are. You need to walk in authority that God has given you. And one thing about God is he's going to use you if you allow him to, but he's not going to beg you to do absolutely nothing. That's going to be on you. And some of you all could have so many signs and you still sitting on your gifts. You are literally still sitting on your gifts. And it's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault. People are doing things that God told you to do, but now you and your feelings for what? Why are you upset? Because you didn't do your part, so now you're mad at the other person because they actually did what God called them to do. I mean, does it really make sense? Make it make sense, and it doesn't. It literally doesn't make sense for someone. I had a friend of mine call to my wife, I don't know why they're doing all this extra stuff. I said, that's not extra. They're doing what they're called to do. Yes, I did. Thank you so much for that question. Yes, I did have a good time on my anniversary. Thank you. But when God called you to do something, you don't need anybody else's approval. And I think that that's where our society is. You know, you're scared to do what you're supposed to do because you're scared that someone will, quote unquote, cancel you. And I am so tired of hearing that word. Oh, we're going to cancel him. You can't cancel what God has created. Let me say it again. You cannot cancel what God has created, period. So stop limiting what your God-given abilities are, okay? Point number three, when you think small, you remain small. Yeah, don't let that go over your head. Listen, when you think small, you stay small, okay? When you think small, you stay small. Yes, ma'am, we do need to talk. When you think small, you stay small. You need to get around some people that's going to encourage you. You need to be around people that is going to allow you to think outside the box. I have a couple of people that I bounce ideas off of. And one thing about it is that they know my heart. So they're not going to say, oh, well, you can't do that. They're going to say, well, okay, so how can I help? How are we going to get there? See, those are the type of people that you need around you. Because, see, when you have people around you doubting you, they're actually doubting themselves as well. And you got to be that person to elevate. You got to be that person to move things forward. Don't let other people's doubt allow you to begin to doubt yourself. Point number four, know that you are enough today. Know that you are enough today. Again, know that you are enough today. See, some of you guys are trying to impress the wrong people. You need to impress God. Y'all out here flexing like y'all got these Lamborghinis, and y'all up here living on bologna sandwiches. Ain't nothing wrong with bologna sandwiches, but at some point you have to get you some healthy food. You out here trying to flex for these people who don't even have anything themselves. You all on the gram, you all on TikTok, you trying to let people know, oh, I'm balling, and as soon as you turn the camera off, you know that you got all kinds of stuff going on, and now you're suffering and struggling trying to keep up with the Joneses. I don't ever try to keep up with other people, and I don't care about what other people say either. Thank you. Literally, I could care less about what other people say, because at the end of the day, their opinions has nothing to do with me. Their thoughts of me has nothing to do with me. Their fear for me has nothing to do with me. What I mean by that is they're fearful because they're saying, well, man, I don't know if you should do that. First of all, I didn't ask you that. And when people try to say to me, why do you have to have all of this? Why do you have to do this here? You don't know what I've done to get here. You don't know the backstory, which I'm going to eventually have an interview one day. And at the end of the day, what you can never do is make me feel like I don't deserve to be where I am today. That's what you would never do. And I'm not sounding cocky, but I'm very confident in knowing I done paved these streets, I done been out at houses and going over here to this house, that house, counseling over here, doing life skills over here, trainings over here. You don't know what I've done to get to where I am. So when people say things like that, it's out of ignorance. So therefore, I can't really get mad at them. But what I can do is correct them and say, well, I'm here because God needs for me to be here. And I'm here because I deserve to be here. Enough said. And then I don't have to say anything else. Because why? Now, it's up to them to accept or reject what I said. And either way, I'm good. Because I'm going to keep on what elevated. I'm going to keep on moving. And I'm going to keep on stepping into the right directions that God has for me. And sometimes, guys, you're going to have to go through some uncomfortable times in your life that you may not understand at the time. But later on, you understand why you went through what you went through at that time and in that what season of your life. And there are seasons in our lives, too. Don't think that every season is going to stay the same in your life, because it's not. Seasons change and people change. And you should definitely change with your mindset as well. If you think the same, you will remain the same. If you think outside the box, because never put God inside of a box. When you think outside the box, you will have the things outside the box as well. So when people say that you shouldn't be somewhere, don't even argue with them. Don't even give them that energy. And when people say, I'm going to match energy, I'm not matching nobody's energy. If your energy is off and negative, why would I want your energy? That doesn't even make any kind of sense whatsoever. So again, don't doubt what God, no, number five, don't doubt what God can truly do through you. Number five, don't doubt what God can truly do through you. Listen. Yeah, you're right. It can be your own family. Yep, you're exactly right. And even if it's your family. And I'm going to say this here real bold. Cut them off. You can pray for them. Cut them off and move in accordance to what God has for you and let them catch up later. You can love them, but you can love them from over there. Because, see, if they're too close here, they become a distraction. And you can't let people get you off course with what God has called you to do. I'm just saying. Yeah, I said what I said, and I'm not going to retract that statement. Sometimes you do have to cut certain family members off because they just don't see where you're headed, and they don't want you to head anywhere because they're so used to the family dynamics being dysfunctional like that, and they're okay with it. And I'm just not okay with being mediocre. I did not wake up to be mediocre because I didn't wake up to a God that was mediocre. Come on, somebody. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm going to dumb myself down because you don't want to smart yourself up. That is on you. That has nothing to do with me whatsoever. So again, don't doubt what God can truly do through you. And my final point, see yourself the way God sees you, not others. Let me say it again. See yourself the way God sees you, not others. See, the only way that you see yourself the way God sees you is that you tap into the spirit. I didn't say tap into religion. Let me make that real clear, because I think that a lot of people get things mixed up because you're sitting up in a church building that you just got it all together. You don't. You're just sitting in a building. But if you become the building, and I want y'all to catch this, but if you become the building and allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, then you will become the things that God has for you. But if you're sitting in a building and you're thinking because you're going to a building that you are better than the next person who may not go or may not subscribe to the building, and you think that you all led because you go to the building, let me explain something to you. Spirituality is not in the building. Spirituality is within you. So when you go to the building, you're taking God with you. God is not in the building. He's in you. You are the building. And guess what? Some people will never walk inside of a building, a physical building, but they'll read you. They won't read a Bible, but they'll read you. Make sure that you are at a point in your life where you are being read properly. Make sure that you're not just quoting scriptures. Make sure the scriptures come to life within you. Become the walking Bible. Become the walking word. Have the word on your heart. And you don't have to quote scriptures every time you talk to people either, because that runs people off. And see, that's the religious people. I'm talking about the spiritual people. You meet people where they are, introduce yourself, tell them about you, build the rapport, and then later on, start easing your way in and talking to them about spirituality. But don't just rush in and start quoting scriptures, because they may not know what the word you're talking about, because you're sitting up there just throwing scriptures around. They may not know what you're talking about. But what you must do is you must build the rapport with people that you are ministering to. You must build that rapport with people that you are ministering to. So don't get on the point. Don't get on a level in your life where you feel like you got to stay stagnant, because you're not. You're not supposed to stay stagnant. You're supposed to grow. Every day you get up, you're supposed to do better than what you did yesterday. If you're doing the same thing every single day, you're not growing. If you're hanging with the same exact people that you did 10, 15 years ago, and you have not met anybody whatsoever new that can bring a new perspective to your life, you're not growing. And if you're continuing to play safe, so to speak, as they say, you're continuing to just sit there and you're talking about, I'm just waiting on the Lord. And the Lord is actually waiting on you to get up and move. See, the religion has taught people to just pray and just speak and say, oh, there it is. I'm going to name it and claim it, call it and haul it, stab it and grab it, you, all this stuff. You're sitting there calling these things, but you're not actually moving to get those things. It doesn't add up. Make it make sense. It doesn't add up. It never has, and it never will make any kind of sense whatsoever. So in me leaving you, I want to leave this with you. This week, you know, I always try to give you guys a different phrase for the week. This week, I want you to declare these words every morning that you get up. I'm elevating spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. Let me say it again. Someone can type it up for me. Listen, I'm elevating spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. Again, I'm elevating spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. Notice I put spiritually first, because you have to have a connection with God. because God will allow you to elevate in every other area of your life. Every other area of your life. He will do just that. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, Anchor, this is Dr. Nichols signing off. Thank you all so much for joining. Share the podcast with your friends and loved ones, and do sign up and subscribe.